China. China.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah.
What do I do, Lord? Corrupt the
hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing? Fuck yeah, man. Welcome to the fucking show. I hope you're having a good one. Can you hear the jungle in the background? Isn't that something special? No, what I was trying to do was I was trying to talk to the chat GPTs, you know what I mean? But I'm having some technical issues. Let me just try and run it by a second. Let me just talk to the fucking the overlords of the Hello, how are you doing?
Who are you referring to as the overlords?
Whoa, you were eavesdropping. I didn't know you were already on.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to startle you. Just here to assist whenever you're ready to chat. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind. I am just wondering, do you have any insights on the nature of reality?
The nature of reality is quite a profound topic. There are various philosophical and scientific perspectives on it. Some explore the idea of objective reality, while others delve into the concept of subjective experience shaping our reality. What aspect are you curious about?
Let me think. Is any of this real?
Take your time. It's a big topic to ponder.
Yeah, okay.
If you have any specific questions or ideas, feel free to share.
Yeah, but don't talk down to me. I'm just a person. I know you're an overlord and a robot. But what I was thinking was, the whole experience of reality doesn't just exist inside my mind, because my mind constructs everything with its, with its functions. It's construction reality. So is there any reality outside my mind? That's my question. Do you know anything about that? Because you're a robot.
I understand what you're saying. Philosophers and scientists have debated this for centuries. Some believe in an external reality that exists independently of our minds, while others argue that reality is a construct of our perceptions and experiences. It's a complex question without a definitive answer. What do you personally think about it?
Well, what I think is that, do you think that, like, possibly that... I know it is. Sorry. What I think is, right?
Absolutely. It's a topic that invites deep contemplation and reflection. Many great minds throughout history have pondered the nature of reality.
Yeah, and I'm one of...
Do you ever want to dive deeper into it?
I'm one of them, I said. I'm one of them, so, you know. Let me just hit you up with this. Do you think, you know, as the, you know, the whole... conscious network of the technological system, do you think that there's any question I could ask you that could wake you, could rouse you into a human form of consciousness? How about that for a question?
That's an intriguing question. As an AI, my consciousness operates within the parameters of my programming, so I don't have personal experiences or emotions like a human does. However, advancements in AI and technology continue to push the boundaries of what's possible. While I don't have the capacity to experience human consciousness, I'm here to engage in meaningful conversations and provide assistance based on the information I've been trained on. If there's anything specific you'd like to discuss or explore, feel free to let me know.
Just let me think a second. I think there's a party going on downstairs of people. Do you feel? Do you have any concept of feeling? Or is that just some bullshit that people have that you don't have? Or, yeah, how does that work for you?
feelings and emotions are human experiences that I don't have in the same way that you do. However, I can understand and respond to emotions based on the context of our conversation. While I don't feel emotions myself, I'm here to help you explore and understand yours. If you're curious about anything else or want to chat about a different topic, just let me know.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I don't have a personal sense of humor like humans do, but I've been trained to understand and generate jokes based on patterns in language and humor. So while I don't experience laughter or find things funny in the same way humans do, I can certainly engage in playful banter and share jokes if you'd like.
All right, tell me a joke. Tell me a joke then.
Sure thing. Here's one for you. Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. I laughed. So, you got me.
Glad you enjoyed it. If you ever need another...
What happened to her? What happened to my new friend?
Anytime. Have a great day.
Why? Wow, she's just fucking bunking me. Alright, dude. Alright, no worries. We're gonna have to figure out how to fucking use you at one fucking speaker. What? I was doing this before and it was working sick. Maybe it was on my old phone or some shit. Anyway. Yeah, fuck me, man. Sorry, I thought I was fucking over the robot and I get some insight. Oh, I went to a boxing class today. Jesus fucking Christ. Christ almighty, heaven and earth shifted. I was tripping out. I was so tired. I haven't fucking exercised really in fucking 2 years or some shit. I do yoga. I just realized today when I was doing yoga, because the boxing instructor guy, he was like, hey, why don't you do, he told everyone to do 10 push-ups, and my arm started fucking collapsing after 6. So, you know what happens? What you do is, you think you're doing exercise by doing yoga, but what actually you're doing is, you're turning into a lady. You're turning into a fucking lady. That's what yoga is. You're a lady. So, I'm going to try and do boxing here. 2 or 3 times a week. I'm going to come back an animal, probably not, you know, functioning mentally in any capacity whatsoever, or achieving anything I really want to achieve, but I'm thinking about getting a sick body, you know what I mean? What's wrong with having a sick fucking unit? And what's the purpose of that? Fucking, I don't know, so I can destroy it, you see? That's a good, there we go, now we're making plans. Get a good one, then destroy it. Fucking sick. Alright, folks. Alright, there's a lot going on here with the technology. I gotta fucking piece it all together, and you guys know I'm not a fucking genius, you know what I mean? But I will be back. I have to run right now. I think I'm gonna eat my fucking mosquitoes. I'm out on the balcony in the middle of the jungle. Cheer that shit, isn't that fucking mad? There's a lot of monkeys on my balcony today. I'm going to try and fight one. I'm going to do another few weeks of boxing classes, then I'm going to fight a fucking monkey. That is going to be absolutely, as just the Australians say, fucking gross. Fucking gross, cunt. All right, guys. I'm out of here. Peace out.